listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
Water cooler. Water cooler. Water cooler.
Hello and welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 301, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 25.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You know the show goes, I, Chris Loxamana, kick with my Corolla Digital Buds, like Mike Dawson.
Hey.
Hey, Gary Smith's here.
So what's up?
And Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Matt.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? Ready to podcast, in a good mood?
Such a good mood, man. I'm in such a good mood.
Good.
The exact opposite of the mood I was in on Thursday. So we did our movie night, and we've been doing this thing where on our Patreon. I'm letting the new listeners know. It sounds like I'm telling you guys what it is. But for the listeners, we do movie commentary, and it's a great time, typically.
Wow, we're getting into this right away, huh?
Yeah, I think we need to get
Set
into it.
Set the scene a little bit. What was the day like? It was an epic day for all of us.
It was an epic day. I was delirious.
Concluding.
Yeah. I mean, you heard Dawson's voice.
If you're on the Patreon. Well, actually, you heard me on the Corolla show. But yeah, no, my day got considerably rougher, like exponentially more difficult as time ticked away.
Like we've pulled late nights before and then had to work the next day. Sure, it's no problem. But yeah, so Dawson and I, we were on that tour bus. We did a show on the way to Solana Beach, did two shows there, came back. I didn't hit my bed till about 2:45, 3 a.m. Had to be at work the next day around 9.
You just went home? You went straight home and went to sleep?
After the
previous night he's talking about.
Yeah, after the bus?
Yeah.
You didn't stay up and party or anything?
I didn't.
What's wrong with you?
I know. Dawson did. So Dawson came even more haggard than me. But here's the thing. So that was the first – that Solana Beach day was the first of three just straight days of work. Then the next day we did the Corolla show. And then we had our water cooler marathon day where we did a Mala Money meetup, a Patreon podcast, and then the movie night.
For people who aren't subscribed at patreon.com/watercooler, you should do so. We do two episodes a week. And if you want to be an even more generous donor, just do the right thing. Then you can hear us commenting on a movie. We do meetups with people. Yeah. We're really trying to interact with you guys as much as humanly possible.
Tons of content.
And so, what Chris is highlighting was that was the first time we'd ever decided to do all three of those things in a day, and the day just sort of got exponentially longer. There were some of us that were here early in the morning for Dr. Drew.
Yes.
And then, it just the day got away from us. Then our guest for the Adam Carolla show showed up late.
Yep.
Then Adam was enjoying the guest, so that ran long.
It pushed everything.
It just, at every turn, the day got longer and harder. At a certain point the day before, it turned out that I had to leave this building, drive to Beverly Hills for 3 hours in the middle of all this. So I did the Mall of Money meetup from my car.
Yeah, it was a long day. And this was the middle of my personal marathon day because we had the Solana Beach, then I had that day, and then I'm in Chicago. I fly to Chicago all day next day, and we're doing shows in Chicago the next night. So there's a part of me that's like, and I kind of told Gary this, dude, I got to cut something out because this is just a straight 72 hours of me just working, and I don't know if I can handle it. Because then the next day after I get back, going to Gina's wedding. So it's just like, okay, what can I cut out? And I thought, I looked at Gary, and I'm like, I think I'm going to not, I don't think I'm going to be able to make this Mala Money meetup or do the podcast and the movie night.
Yeah.
And Gary looked at me and goes, Matt's going to be bummed.
And sure enough, I mentioned to Matt a few minutes later that this was a possibility, and Matt was pissed. He was like upset.
Yeah.
And like not really hiding it.
And I said, you know what?
I love our fans so much. I'm just like, what are we doing, man?
Yeah, what are we doing?
We got to all be there for each other.
So I thought, okay, I don't want Matt to get bummed. I would hate to bum out Matt.
Yeah.
That is not my MO for the MF.
You guys have heard low energy Kalen. You do not want to hear low energy Matt.
Yeah, I definitely don't. So I said, you know what, Gary? I'm going to power through this. And I drank a crap ton of coffee, and I did. Dawson, not so much. Dawson waved the white flag after the podcast. He was almost there, though. He just had one more movie left.
But. Well, to the point, you were so out of it by the time we got to where Dawson left that we considered moving on, but we decided to power through.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I looked at you, and you were not doing well.
Yeah,
and I just was like, you know what? I really appreciate what we've tried to do today, but maybe we should just push the movie night for another night. And I gave you the option.
But I thought, let's just do it. We're already here. I can do this. It's just, what, another 90 minutes of
And at this point, it's like 8:15 at night. You know, the day's got completely away from us. We were supposed to be leaving right now. Like, we're supposed to be done with the movie. And we're sitting here starting like, you think you want to start a movie?
We also were supposed to get dinner for ourselves. Yeah. And we didn't Gary, do that either.
Didn't get,
we really,
Gary
we really
and I
did not plan it properly.
Gary and I did not eat lunch or dinner. So I was hurting pretty bad. Dawson left. And now I'm just like, well, I'm not going to leave because now Dawson's gone. I don't want to leave it just for you three. So
I called that one. I'm glad I called it when I called it.
What happened to you?
Well, you know, you look outside and it's dark, and then you remember that your fucking Dutch Shepherd does not like the dark, also does not like it when Daddy's not home, especially when it's dark, and realizing you didn't leave any lights on.
Yeah.
I got to go feed my fucking dogs.
Yeah.
And I got home to a completely fucking trashed house.
You do have to do that. Well, no. We should
also... such a little dick.
What did he do?
Well... I got this. In my high school graduation, I was surprised. I was awarded the Loyalty and Service Award. And
wow.
It's this. It's a cup. It's like a
right.
a big cup on this fucking big-ass wooden thing.
Did you pee in it?
Twice.
Did you drink it?
No.
It's sterile, fun fact.
True. But for the first time ever, dude, I mean, he it's sitting on this kind of buffet-type table behind my couch where I sit and get work done.
Craigslist?
Yes, Craigslist free.
Got it.
Nice.
And fucking, he knocked the thing over and fucking broke my trophy.
Oh. You couldn't put it back together? Damn.
I can.
All right.
But it's got a nice little dent in it.
Mm. Just makes it a brophy.
Yeah. Then after that, I had to pick up all the fucking guitar picks, loose change, drum keys. Fucking USB cables, all the shit that was in there, coins. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, Dax Shepard just ruined your apartment when you're gone.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so Dawson had a rough one. So he rightfully went home and had to deal with it. I stayed. And then I thought, why would Matt be so upset that I wouldn't be here? What would cause him to be so bummed out?
The lack of friendship.
No. I knew exactly what's happening. And I thought, I think Matt is going to pick, because this is the season. Matt, everyone knows Matt celebrates Halloween starting at the end of August. So
sometimes middle of August.
He's starting to watch his scary movies. I famously hate scary movies, gore, anything, and I Wikipedia everything just so I can get the story. But I'd rather even sometimes that is much because the theater of my mind is quite vivid.
Yeah,
and, you can grow ideas.
Yeah, so I thought, okay, Matt's gonna play a scary movie and it's gonna suck. But then I thought he's kind of been talking about this all week. He might be pulling a fast one on me and doing that thing. It's like
trying to psych you out.
Hey, man, you're really gonna like this movie, which he has been doing. I think you're really gonna like it. We're gonna have a great time. Wink, wink. Trying to scare me, and then up comes Mighty Ducks Part 3.
Mm-hmm. Mighty Ducks. Yeah. I heard My D-Ducks Part 3, and I'm like, I've never seen My D-Ducks Part 2.
It's an animated film about the invasion of Normandy Beach. Yeah. They're little ducks for the soldiers. Yep. Yeah, My Little D-Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, surprisingly, that was the third film.
Mm-hmm.
The first two detailed much earlier wars.
I like when they were storming the beach and they got into the Flying V.
Yeah, that's how they got through the barbed wire.
The origin stories of 1 and 2 are very good.
The
entire first one was just an egg. You're just looking at eggs.
Yeah.
Shocking they got the sequel.
Yeah.
So up comes the movie, and it's a film, Mike, called Hush. Have you heard of Hush?
No, I have not heard of Hush.
You'd like it.
It's Hush. 81 minutes long.
81 minutes long, directed by Mike Flanagan, starring his wife and John Gallagher Jr.
What did Mike Flanagan also direct?
The Conjuring.
No.
That was James Wan.
He did the...
Oh, that was James Wan.
Another Wan bites the dust.
More recently...
That's why I know.
More recently, he did Doctor Sleep, which was The Shining sequel. He also did for Netflix.
I blame Stephen King for that.
He did Gerald's Game, which we all liked.
Liked Gerald's Game.
He did The Haunting of Hill House, which everyone liked.
Won't watch it.
Too
PG.
Not the first Ouija movie, but the prequel, Ouija Origin of Evil, which is an excellent movie.
I just don't like Ouija boards as a trope. I avoid every Ouija board
Oculus
movie I can.
He's working on the Mousetrap movie. Oculus.
Oculus, yeah. And he has a new series on Netflix. It just started.
I think I liked Oculus.
Yeah, it was awesome. All of his movies are awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a fucking great. He's one renowned. Of the better horror filmmakers making movies right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's acclaimed. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
is Matt, he a cultural phenomenon?
He's a cultural
phenomenon. I would say so.
Okay.
So Matt plays the clip, and I mean, spoiler alert for the commentary, I did not have a good time.
That is the understatement of the year.
And neither did Gary.
No.
So I don't want to talk too much about our commentary, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to just hear the last, like, 45 seconds
okay.
Of our commentary just to see where it got.
Can
to.
I just say, please? Can I just say?
I really don't know if you can.
It was a major backfire on my part.
Well, let's say the analysis. All right,
fair enough.
This is the last 45 seconds.
So the movie's over, Dawson.
Okay.
Movie's over.
Yeah. These two have been screaming like little babies for
credits are,
an hour and a half.
The credits are rolling. Matt has succeeded in torturing Chris and I.
And what has happened now that the credits?
We'll get there.
Okay. Here we go.
Right on cue.
There you go. You did it, you guys.
You're kidding me.
You did it.
You're fucking kidding
you
me.
You did it, you
that
guys.
Was
come
zero
on.
Resolution.
That was the biggest piece of shit ever.
Unfucking fuckable.
What is the point of that bullshit? Why would you want to do that? So, like, what are you going to do now? You're going to go home, make yourself a fucking prisoner or whatever fucking gay cocktail you like to drink, and then you're just going to sip that and go to sleep? Oh, and it's suggesting Love on the Spectrum. Dope Netflix. That's a very fucking cool transition. Let's watch a bunch of autistic people try to date each other. Yeah, that's what I'm into. Fuck you. This is bullshit. That's been Water Cooler. We're out. Woof, woof, woof.
Gary was quite upset. Now I was cursing a ton. I tried not to curse that much. I was just going running my mouth. The movie made me very mad, and it just progressed. And which is the point? Because I mean, I just guys like me aren't supposed to have it. And I likened this, Dawson, to when you ate a warhead. Kaylin, who loves sour, gave you a warhead. Mm-hmm. You popped the warhead in. You took it out and you went, "Why would anybody want that? Why would anybody like that?"
Yeah,
that's perfect.
And that is the feeling that Gary and I had. Why would anybody want that? It was a realistic slasher movie.
Yeah, it is a very stressful 81-minute movie with four characters in the whole film, and you would really like it. It's very well done for what it is, but that shit's not for me. I go out of my way to avoid shit like that.
I'm more disappointed. Like, I could give two shits about the movie. I mean, I'm upset that I missed this.
Dude,
you,
it was.
I'm very mad at
imagine
myself.
Imagine Gary
well,
and I.
Well, here's the thing: for $20 a month,
Gary and I are being so upset, and Matt just sweating like I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it really. Now, to be fair, at least Kaylin was there with me as well, so both Kaylin and I were enjoying ourselves.
Well, I'm gonna have to have
neither Gary nor Chris were, and it was both hilarious and. One of the most uncomfortable 90 minutes of my entire life.
I'm going to have Kaylin flick it before I get into it.
Yeah. Well, if you want to hear it for yourself, it might have resulted in some of the most brilliant audio we've ever laid down.
Awesome.
But it was also, that was uncomfortable.
And the best thing was I was so tired, and now it's like, well, I can't sleep.
Right. Yeah. I think I said something to you like, you know, before we started this, you were tired. And you're like, and now I'll never sleep again.
Yeah, see, anybody normal saying that, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude, I'm going to watch this movie. But it's Chris.
Yeah. Either way, I think it's a fun listen. So,
what did you say to me at the wedding? You came out to me. It was one of the first things you said to me at the wedding.
I think I liked it.
That's right. Say it again.
I liked it.
Put it in context.
I think looking back on it, and thinking about the story and looking from an outside in, I think it was a well-done movie.
There you go.
But
that doesn't mean you liked it.
Yeah, maybe that's true.
Now, I can agree that it was a well-done movie. That does not mean that I enjoyed watching it. I very much did not enjoy that I was being watched not enjoying this experience as though that was the entertainment for Matt.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, though, Gary?
Sure.
Love on the Spectrum is delightful.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I went home and I watched it.
Question about this. Question
cool.
about this.
I'm
was that a suggestion?
It was the suggestion.
The suggestion.
Full fucking screen,
right,
Dawson.
That's
full
the context of that
immediately
clip.
Following
okay.
this thriller.
I have a theory.
Pretty sure that's what happened.
Love on the Spectrum is delightful. And Gary and I, the whole time, were talking about what would be the perfect palate cleanser for this freaking crazy ass movie. And I was like, it was Love on the Spectrum. Netflix knew that that's what we needed to watch.
No.
Aren't we all on the spectrum?
Yes,
I mean, it's
we
a
all
spectrum.
Are. Correct.
Well, you know, I just, my intention, I say this in the commentary, but the first movie we all watched together as a group was The Shining.
You know
and
what,
then
I'm not
many
gonna let you.
Years later, we all went to the go see a movie together, and it was called It. So I thought, let's finish this trilogy of horror watching experiences.
No,
I didn't understand that because there weren't ghosts in it. It was scarier for you. But you guys kept saying if there was a supernatural element, you wouldn't have cared.
I never said that. I would have been equally frustrated.
I would have, too.
Also, it was not attended by every member of the water
cooler.
Oh,
that's right. Gary pushed out on
and
that.
And fuck you that The Shining is anywhere near either of those other two movies. The Shining is a film with, like, a weird fucking CGI thing at a certain point. Like, that's not. I wouldn't call that a horror film, would you?
We'll leave that to all of the critics out there. Yes. Absolutely.
It's, what's called psychological horror.
Yes. And so was this.
These were not to say this.
Were you stressed?
The Shining,
did it not put psychological strain on you?
I was not stressed during The Shining.
I lost a few minutes of my life after that movie, man. Thank you very much. But
The Shining's not great.
Oh God!
How dare you?
Maybe I should just find new friends.
Shining, it's okay.
Keep
the Shining
shit
is like,
you might have to. Fucker.
The Shining is. I think I actually like The Shining and. And it made me really appreciate Ready Player One.
All right, I like Ready Player One. I might find 80 minutes to watch Hush.
Yeah, I also picked it because it is extremely short. It's 81 minutes. The longest 81 minutes of Gary's life.
Yeah. It was quite long. Well, anyway, so I go, so moving on now. So I go home, sleep, go to Chicago.
Go home, complain to your wife about it.
Oh, yeah, I did that,
too.
I did complain to Jen about that.
Yours was awake?
She was when we got home, and I felt bad leaving Gary alone at the studio. He was the last one here.
I was here until, 11:30 uploading all the shows. Then I got home. Yeah, so I was here until 11:30, and then I drove home, and I haven't eaten all day, and I just need food.
Yeah.
But in Orange County at midnight, there's, three places you can go, right? One of them's In-N-Out.
Yeah, what was Wingstop like?
No, Wingstop was closed. That's an L.A. thing. Up here, they're open late. There's basically In-N-Out or any other really gross fast food. And I got to In-N-Out, and when I say there was a 45-minute line, I just got in my car and turned around and left.
Oh,
I ended up getting McDonald's.
Oh, you don't think about those things because the less places that are open, the line at In-N-Out after hours fucking suck.
The In-N-Out closest to my house is the In-N-Out closest to Cal State Fullerton. So some party had just gotten out, and all of these 22-year-olds were
and you
there.
You certainly want to get in that line.
Yeah.
That's where we went after.
Even from the safety of your car.
After the game. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So, fun night. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Gary and I, the whole mooch, just taking away all privileges of guys picking movies without telling people.
I think I broke it. I broke the system.
You did.
Yeah, so you want to hear Gary and I get upset. There you go.
Yeah,
so I go to Chicago. We do a show at Park West Theater for the Adam Carolla, his stand-up and his Unprepared show. And, guys, we got a lot of Bobo Boys out in Chicago. Just want to bark back at them and say thank you so much for listening, everybody.
I believe your hot dogs are insane, but I love you.
Had a great show. Their hot dogs are my favorite hot dogs in the world. They are the best hot dogs in the world.
I'm not saying they're not good,
and
but
I actually
they're
got one. Yeah, so woke up the next morning, had time to go get a Chicago dog for breakfast.
Did you get an Italian beef?
No, I just got a Chicago. I only had time to walk. So I walked, saw that
you know, there are places that sell both. There are places that sell both.
I know, but I can only walk. I walked to the park. To a vendor, got a Chicago dog, walked back to my room, and then saw the bean, the mirrored bean.
Oh, yeah.
And and then
has Kalen ever flicked that bean?
He should.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people have. And then so I had a weird thing, though. So get on the flight home and get on the plane. We all load onto the plane. And then as soon as everyone sits down, you just hear the flight attendant go over the intercom. Psh! So there seems to be an issue with the plane. Now, all it's going to take is about 50 minutes of paperwork to do, and we thought – and then they'll let us go. We thought about getting a new plane, deplaning everybody, having you guys go into that plane, load it up. But since it's 50 minutes, we figured we'd just keep you on this
15?
Plane. 50.
Okay.
So it just – and then she goes on. There seems to be a gouge in the fuselage.
So we're going to fill out some paperwork and get that problem solved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And then we'll get back after the paperwork's done. Click. And then about 5 seconds later, the pilot comes on. Click. So I know she said gouge. It is a scratch. Please, everybody, just know it is a scratch. Gouge was the wrong word to use, and he seems kind of ticked off.
I'm sure.
It was the wrong word to use, but it is a scratch. It is not a big deal, but unfortunately, we do have to report it, and it is just paperwork. So please just sit tight. We'll get back to it.
There
click.
We go.
And now it's just like, well, sitting here, thank goodness the Wi-Fi is on, and we're just I'll just watch a movie while we wait. And then I hear this lady on the
what
phone,
movie?
22 Jump Street, because nice. We just talked about it.
My name is Jeff.
Yes, and then the lady behind me gets on the phone, and she's calling like whoever you know whoever's probably back in. I'm like, hey, my flight's delayed. Yeah. There's a gouge in the fuselage, and she's like yelling super loud. There's a gouge in the fuselage. Yes. Yeah, I know. It's going to be late. I know. It's crazy. All right. I got to call Pam. All right. Bye. Gets the next call up. Hey.
There's a gouge.
Hey. Yeah, sorry. I'm going to be late. Yeah, there's a hole in the fuselage. A hole is in the fuselage. This is crazy. And she's yelling. And I'm like, you're freaking everybody out, lady. Stop calling people. All right. Yeah. All right. Got to call Bob. All right. Bye. Calls Bob. Hey, Bob. Yeah, can't go. There's a hole in the fuel tank. Literally, I am not kidding. There's a hole in the fuel tank. And now I'm just like, what is she doing? What is this lady doing?
Wow.
And
she's playing her own personal game of telephone.
Yeah, and exactly.
Yeah.
Where she's the only
one. She's the one.
She just
calls it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not how the game works,
right,
lady.
Right.
Yeah, she's doing it wrong.
Here's the thing. She does that for a living. That's her whole gig.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
Yeah, so
there's a dead person on the plane. No, they were murdered by the captain. Yeah. I saw it happen.
This plane has been hijacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just – I don't say anything. I'm just like, okay.
The maintenance guy was putting his dick through a hole in the fuselage.
Oh. Yeah, it was getting out of hand. So, anyway.
It's getting out of hand.
I watched a movie 80 minutes later.
Wow, so it's one
so
minute.
So Hush? Sure.
You could have watched Hush.
I could have watched in the length of time that it caused you to sweat out a movie called Hush.
Yeah.
Get back on the thing. So the paperwork, it's a flight attendant. And the paperwork is just about done. And so we're going to go ahead and get rolling in a little bit. We put a piece of tape over it. But don't worry. It's special tape that can withstand high speeds. And we will get going. Bye. 5 seconds later, the pilot. This is a piece of silver tape. It is just a visual representation. It is not structural.
Yeah.
He's like so ticked off at this flight attendant. You can totally tell. So the tape is just.
Found
just,
the claw's only weakness. Sub-zero temperatures!
It's just. The tape is just like. It's just there just so it knows that it's been addressed. Please do not be alarmed that. She just said there is a piece of tape.
It's meant to withstand.
They are not on the same page.
This is like a sitcom.
Yeah, it really was.
Did Adam get into this in his first 20 minutes that night?
Adam wasn't on the
flight. This is my flight home. Yeah, Adam went to Detroit.
Oh, you went to Detroit. You stayed out. Okay. That was a corporate event.
Yeah, exactly. So it was pretty great. And then flew home. Everything else went great. Except I got there a lot later than I wanted to. And then next day, we all saw each other.
We did?
We did.
Yeah. We were at Gina's wedding.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yes. So, by the way, first thing I noticed, Dawson looks real good.
Oh, yeah. All of us cleaned up real nice.
You all looked real good. But something was different about Dawson.
Always keep him guessing.
Always keep him guessing. Dawson got a haircut.
I did.
You got a haircut or you gave yourself a haircut?
That's what I thought.
Wow.
Did you hear a story about a guy who got a free haircut?
Free haircut? Oh, I didn't.
Never mind. You were asking about Chris's guy who tells that same story over.
Oh,
and
yeah. No, I went to Freddie.
That's the guy's name?
Called up. Called up Freddie. I said, hey, Freddie, this is Mike. I need to get a haircut. Can you squeeze me in? Yeah, about 11:45. Fantastic. See you then.
So this is someone you had a personal relationship with?
No, I just
Chris has like
I gave him my guy's number.
He texted me the Yelp. Or his whatever page.
Yeah.
Call him up, roll in there, and fucking take off my hat and mess my hair all up and go, I've been doing this for 8 years. You got your work cut out for you. He's like, sit down, bro. It's like, you got a shitload of hair. I can work with this. Right on.
Nice.
And the first thing he fucking did was he grabs the fucking bangs. And, you know, I respect and hate this at the same fucking time.
So he
always
the claw,
he said the first like, thing he starts with was I don't take too much off because you can always cut always cut more hair, you just can't add to it. And then the first thing he does is fucking grab my bangs,
yeah,
which I could eat for fucking days. And he fucking grabs it, wow. And goes, and I'm like, well,
goodbye bangs.
So much for hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks really good, though.
He did a good job.
Yeah. You did a really good job. This is the best you've ever looked at.
And hair grows extremely fast. So
it does.
Within like 6 months, you're going to be
total
bushman again if you need to be.
Yeah. So, and we all dressed up. Everyone else looked really good. Matt made sure he came up to me at the wedding and went, don't worry, didn't bring my wedding shorts, which is thank you for clarifying.
Sure.
But so when you guys got dressed, did you look at the invitation to see like, because usually it says like what you're supposed to. Does it say what you're supposed to wear at weddings? I don't know.
Sometimes it might say black tie or something.
The website probably did. If it's either black tie or fucking board shorts.
Okay.
I know for sure it said it somewhere.
Yeah. So Gina's wedding, she has a website, and if you have to like enter a password and everything, and then you click through a few different pages, and like a footnote's like, oh, by the way, it is going to be a little colder. The ceremony will be held on grass, and then the reception on brick patio, and there will be a dance floor, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So girls plan your thing accordingly. And it said cocktail attire, which, I mean, is actually a wide range of whatever.
Did it say that on the website?
Yeah, it said that on the website. So I see that, and I see it like almost right before we leave, and I just tell Jen, like, yeah, so it's going to be on grass, brick patio, blah, blah, blah. Like, and she's like, oh, cool, whatever, no big deal. And then we get there, and I see Kaylin with his girl, and she's kind of standing off to the side because she wore stilettos, and Kaylin's just standing with her, and then Jen and I walk up. We're the first person that greets them, and then she's like, "Oh, I can't walk on the grass. It's a little wet, and I'm wearing these stilettos, and I'll just sink right in. So I'm just
aerating
off
the lawn.
To the side. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. She's tenderizing it, and then so she's." She's like, oh, yeah, did you know that the grass is going to be on grass? And Jen's like, yeah, I did know. How did you know? Chris told me. Oh, Chris, how did you know? It's on the website. And Kaylin is just standing there, just like taking a sip of his drink. And she's like, oh. And she looks at Kaylin, and she looks back at me. And now I just want to die. I'm like, Kaylin, I'm so sorry, man. I did not know. This is gonna happen, and now Kayla's just standing there, and I'm like, you know, it was like a footnote. You had to click like three pages in a faster. Yeah. Like, I'm
really trying.
I'm trying here.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Kaylin's like fucking 20.
But they also
is he expected to know these things?
Shouldn't be. But he also has children now, so maybe he should. Yeah. You know,
I get it a lot. I do
you know,
get it
you
a lot.
You don't
though.
Have you don't pump out some kids and become an expert on fucking fuck me pumps. You know.
Very well said. I
really don't know what direction to take this in.
So, well, this kind of happens to me a lot whenever I go, really to anything, is Jen goes, what should I be wearing? And 10 times out of 10, I will say, I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. And then she'll ask, what are you going to wear? And she kind of bases it off what I'm going to wear. And I said, button-up shirt and pants.
Yep.
And then really that tells her nothing. So it's I think there has to be a way for a clear thing. Maybe just send me like on invitations a picture of like, girls wear this, boys wear this, and then I'll know. Because cocktail attire, what does that mean?
Here's the rule, dude. Here's the rule with cocktail attire or any wedding attire at all.
Please
wear a tie.
Yes.
Ooh.
Unless you're a professional musician.
Oh.
How are we defining professional?
Guess I'm good.
Someone who that's their main job.
Okay.
What if you're a professional?
Like not me, not Chris. I wore a tie. I'm not a professional musician.
Yeah.
That's the only get out. Adam should have not even been excluded from the wear a tie to a wedding rule.
Yeah.
Adam didn't wear a tie either. And then I heard Matt's wife.
He can't tie a tie though.
Adam didn't wear a tie either. You're good.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys look great though.
Dr. Drew wore jeans.
See, that's cocktail attire sometimes, though. Yeah. It's like dark denim with a, you know, with a sport coat.
He had a jacket, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks fine.
Yeah, see, dark denim is okay.
Tie or jacket.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll co-sign that.
Tie or
To me, the key is I just don't want to stand out. I don't want people to see that I'm wearing something so vastly different than everybody else. If there's a tie there or not there,
yeah, there's
it
always
doesn't
like
really
a guy.
Matter as long as you look like you're part of the theme.
There's always
I
a guy.
I did not
like
know you had this
shirt.
Inner desire to blend in.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of do.
It's only on the microphone. I'm this annoying.
I'd rather not. But look, we saw like Vinny was there, Teresa Strasser, Dan Dunn, like all the people within our Corolla show universe. You know, we had a great time. Drew, of course, Susan,
even some of the vendors.
Yes. So they had this really cool photo booth. Well, they had the photo booth, and they had this one other photo booth where you stand on a platform and a camera swings around you 360 degrees takes a few laps and records the video, and then when it's cut to like music, and it like goes in a slow-mo for a little bit and then goes speeds back up. It's a really cool effect that I personally have never seen.
And it was pretty sweet.
It was awesome.
The only place I've ever seen anything like it before was when Chaffee was working on the Oscars like 2 years ago. They had it, and it was like breaking technology that I'm sure was super, super expensive at the time.
Yeah. So the closest thing I could associate it with was The Matrix.
Yes. Yeah. It was very much like The Matrix.
That's how fucking cool
totally.
It was.
Fully.
It was really cool, and yeah. It was so cool that I rushed up, and I think I was second in line to use the thing.
Yeah. So, Gary, what do you think of it?
Well, Matt was third in line.
I was third in line. So, I saw this entire exchange.
I guess, let's hear how Matt viewed it, and then I'll try to defend myself.
So there's a table of props, and you put the props on, and then the camera swings around you. And then,
which, by the way, the props, Dawson goes, "Who wants to use props?" And then I was like, "I don't need props." Yeah, and everyone's like, "I don't need props." And we look, and Matt's like, "We don't need props."
Look at Matt.
And Matt is wearing the biggest, all the props at once.
And this guy's
like,
holding a ukulele.
He's wearing a boa that's made out of $100 bills.
I think when you turned to me, I said, "We're not supposed to have any props. We have to come exactly as we came to the wedding." And that's how I was dressed in that moment.
It was beautiful. Anyway, so yeah, props.
So earlier in the day, I saw Gary and his wife put the props on. They did the whole video. And then afterwards, you always are supposed to punch in your email or whatever. But it's early on in the day, and the guy is like, "Oh, do you guys want to see? Let me show you the video so you can see what it looks like." And Gary just goes, "I'm good," and pushes the guy out of the way and just starts punching in his email. And the guy wasn't too happy about it.
Yeah, he was really proud to show. You were the second person to go up there. Yeah. He knows that not a lot of people have
Gary
seen.
Gary tech-talked him.
His name is Patrick.
So here's the thing. Yes. So here's the thing that I did not know, and I'll try to defend myself, although ultimately my actions were fucking horrible, and I should not have done that. I feel very bad, Patrick. He was seemed like a really nice guy, I don't think he thought the same of me. After we were done shooting our thing, I kind of rushed to the iPad because I wanted to put my number in as opposed to letting my wife, who has in the past put her number in for photo booths like that. And then she has full access to the photo, and they'll go up on social media without, abandon.
I see.
So I wanted to be the first one. I didn't understand that he was going to show me that you can pick your music and slow it down or whatever. So I just started trying to enter my number, and that was very rude of me.
We must know that guy must listen to one of the shows.
He does. Because
I was totally thrown off when we first get up there to do the thing and we're having this props conversation. And the guy goes, "Dawson, get some props." I'm like,
"Oh, yeah."
Yeah, I discovered that later.
How do you know me?
I discovered that later that he is a fan, Dawson, and I felt very, very bad because
He had a very real interaction with you. This is what most people deal with when they meet you.
Yeah, that's me, Patrick.
Well, we got Patrick on line one right now.
Hey.
So anyway, if anybody wants to check it out, though, it's a cool – what is the website? It's selfiexmedia.com.
Yep.
Selfiexmedia.com. Check it out. It's cool.
And it's really cool.
And we post stuff on Instagram.
You're going to get that at your wedding, right? You got to do that.
I'm tempted.
I think it's – yeah, it was pretty fantastic. Awesome. Me and Teresa. Teresa said to me, since we're here without dates, she's like, "You got to be my – photo partner."
Yeah.
And we did it. We did a pretty cool three pose one that I'll throw up on the Insta. But fucking there is a 360 video that Teresa and I did, and it is so cringe.
Yes. That's my favorite kind.
I'm sure it will get on the internet somehow.
Yeah,
I'm also sure that I'm not going to be the one to put it there.
I agree with all statements.
Probably follow Teresa Strasser on all social media because she has it as well.
I love it.
Tell you what, it's already on the internet.
And let's see here. Oh, it was the wedding was at a nice blueberry farm. Although I saw more avocados than blueberries.
Yep,
there were a lot of avocados.
Yeah, a lot of avocados, though. So maybe a place where you can hold the world championship of guacamole.
I went full dad mode and started telling all you guys that I'll just take the profit from 1 year's harvest and I'll walk away. Do you guys know how much money this farm does in 1 year? Only problem with it is it's once a year.
Yeah, it is. But it's yeah, beautiful, beautiful venue. Dawson brought cigars, gave me a cigar. We smoked them together. It was lovely.
It was enjoyable. In fact, I had totally forgotten about the cigars. And I saw you in the smoking section.
Yep.
And I went to go have a cigarette. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing in the smoking section? And Chris is like, where are the cigars? I'm like,
oh, yeah, Dawson went and got them.
I got really excited.
It was lovely. So anyways, congratulations to Gina and Andy. It was a wonderful ceremony and time, and wish you guys the best. So yeah, thank you again for having us.
They had life-size fucking beer pong.
I missed that.
Me and Ryan played life-size beer pong on the lawn.
I love the life.
What does that mean? When they're just like regular red size cups,
buckets.
Oh,
fucking buckets and ping pong balls the size of softballs.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool venue. Great, just great time overall.
I wrote this note.
And
down.
You have to fill the buckets with beer.
Sure.
Yeah. So you get wasted really quick.
Dawson hitched a ride with Adam and Dr. Drew on the way there, but he drove home with me and my wife.
Yeah.
And. You know, all of us were still having a great time from the party. I did sober up enough to drive us home safely. And we had a
like
moment.
Like that, dude. You went like that.
Well, you think that, but I had stopped drinking like.
No, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you were still in party mode and we were at the wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't, I have to drive our drunk asses home, Matt. It was like, I'm at a wedding having a good time, Matt.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
But there was a great moment that I know I'll never forget where. I'm in the driver's seat. My wife is in passenger. Dawson's in the back seat. And I just got some 70s music on. I got the Spotify 70s radio on.
Oh, cool.
And all of a sudden, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees comes on. And I just hear from the back, you better turn the volume up. And so I cranked it up.
Julie really wanted it to be
blasted. Yeah, Julie was smoking all night. No, obviously that was Dawson.
Yeah.
And it was like straight out of like Almost Famous. The three of us. Just all saying How Deep Is Your Love together.
All parts.
All
we were fucking harmonizing in the fucking car. Everybody automatically went to the part of the song that they should be singing because the other parts were taken.
Incredible.
And then the song just ended and I just looked around and went,
so
all right, guys, hear me out. Bee Gees impersonators.
I would have loved those.
Yeah. It just was one of those, it was like, especially after the excitement of the party. It was this very like quiet, beautiful moment driving home. It was great.
And then you guys dropped me off at my house and you said, hey dude, can I come in and take a piss? I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, park the car. Let's
the
have
dog's
a beer.
Over there.
So everybody got to come in the house and say hi to the dogs and Julie worked with the dogs a bit. And you got to see my rock wall.
Yes. Yeah. It looks very nice. Like a lot of fucking work.
Wait.
It's getting there.
Is it a rock like rock and roll memorabilia or is it a
no, it's not the rock wall.
It is a literal
it's a rock wall.
Made of rocks.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw it.
It's not a rock wall.
Absconded with my sunglasses.
The rock walls are inside.
Ah, okay.
There's no rock wall inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only a rock wall.
There's a rock wall
inside.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, anyway, it was a great wedding. You guys want to do some comments real quick?
Mm. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, let's do some. It's time for listener comments. Once again, these are all comments found on our Facebook group, my favorite place on the internet. All you have to do, if you want to join, which I suggest you do, is go to facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. Answer a few questions, and we may let you in. Very fun, very easy, and you're going to want to be a part of this. So let's kick this one off with Tammy Neely. She posted a comment. She said, certain religions believe in reincarnation, and you are not to kill any living creatures. If you hear of my death, please kill any bugs you might see. I'd prefer to be anything other than super effing annoying. And I was thinking about that because I saw a butterfly in my apartment, my house, a couple nights ago.
Inside the house?
Inside the house.
That bitch got to die.
It's a beautiful...
It's a beautiful butterfly,
beautiful butterfly.
Gary.
So
you have no soul?
So I am...
Came in my castle.
So I'm about to fall asleep on the couch. with Jen. She's watching TV and she's starting to nod off too. And then she like kind of opens her eyes. She goes, "Oh my god!" And right above our couch, which there's like a hanging lamp, and there's a monarch butterfly, huge, probably the biggest one I've ever seen, just perched upside down on the lamp. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. All right, going to sleep. And I go to sleep where Jen hates bugs. And I mean, any, you know, I told the Lake Arrowhead spider and just,
oh, yes.
Yeah, any bugs, like I have to deal with it. And she's like,
the Lake Arrowhead spider.
It was in the Haunted Horror House.
Yeah, fought Godzilla in one of those movies, you know. It's spider. Gigantic.
Yep. It's legendary.
Yeah.
And so she's like, "Chris, you're going to have to deal with it." And I went, "It's fine. It's a butterfly. It's a butterfly. It's the most gentle of all bugs.
Totally.
And beautiful. Let's just let it be, and then we'll open a door in the morning and let it out because I'm too tired right now." And she complies. Okay, no problem. Let's go to bed.
Okay.
We go to bed. Come back out the next morning. The butterfly has not moved. And then so she's like, "We got to get this thing out of here." So I'm trying to like just kind of shoo it towards our open door. And we finally get it to fly towards the open door and flies out. And like, great. Now, a couple hours later, we had to go to the store. And we open the door. And the butterfly is just perched now on our screen door. And not moving. But it's on the inside of the screen door.
Mm-hmm. Did you open that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. So, but it has a pneumatic closer. So it probably flew away and then went back in and hung out in there. So I propped the screen door open before we leave for the store. And I said, "All right, this thing's going to fly away by the time we get home. Go to the store, come back. The thing is not flown away." So I go to the other side of the screen. Well, before I do that, I think, okay, Jen, do you believe in reincarnation? I tell her. Because this could be someone we know. And they're trying to tell us something.
To visit.
Or they're trying to warn us about something.
Or it could just be good luck, right?
Or
yeah,
good
go
luck.
For the go for the scary road. Yeah.
Could be trying to warn
tell
us.
Tell her this beautiful monarch butterfly means something bad is about to happen.
When you are reincarnated.
That's the logical way to go.
I don't think you choose what you're going to be. So regardless. I actually think that about a lot of bugs. I go, this fly that's been annoying me. Are you annoying me because you're trying to warn me and you're trying to get my attention?
Yeah.
And then this is what I say. I go, if you're trying to warn me, flap your wing twice.
Yeah, you say that out loud.
You never know for sure what's going on then, do you?
Did it flap its wing twice?
Matt.
Oh, boy.
It did not, so I flipped it away. I went to the other side of the screen door, and I kind of just like pushed it out.
Yeah, like kinda. You did that.
You need to learn the Sicilian fly swatter.
What is that?
Two kitchen towels, hold them by the corners, and just fucking windmill both of them, and then walk through the kitchen.
Wow.
And you get rid of every single fucking fly in there because it creates what's called the Sicilian fly swatter. That's what Nana used to do.
God. That's amazing.
It totally fucking works.
If you ever
find an abundance of flies inside your house, sometimes it happens.
Sicilian fly swatter.
Use the Sicilian fly swatter.
So good. Okay.
Two dish towels.
Can you put that on your Insta too? You doing that?
I can't film
I
it and do it at the same time.
You can set your camera up.
Maybe I'll ask Dax Shepard.
Yeah, to film have Dax. If he's not doing armchair, actually.
If he's not busting up trophies.
Yeah, have him film you doing it. By the way, speaking of Sicily fly swatter, you know Ryan, who works here, we've talked him on air before.
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah, we love Ryan. He after the wedding, or at near the end of the wedding, when Dawson and I are about to smoke cigars, he comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Chris. My girl and I, we're going to leave. We're going to kind of Irish goodbye, everybody."
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I went, "You're doing it wrong."
Yeah. I hope that's all you said to him, too. Show him what
so
a
funny.
Real Irish goodbye is. Awesome. Just fucking walk away.
I think I give him a little bit too hard of a time. He was like, "Yeah, this is the first adult wedding I've been to." And I was like, "Oh, you go to a lot of child weddings?"
Yeah, you did say that.
Like, I found that odd.
He was
as well.
Like trying to have a meaningful conversation.
I heard that conversation from a couple of conversations away, and I was like, "Did he just fucking say that? Should I run over there and rip on him?" No, Matt's got it. All right.
It was lovely. All right, let's see here. Oh, Jacob Nelson writes, "What's the deal with the weekend Corolla Classic? Should I get the Saturday one, but not the Sunday one?" Blah, blah, blah. A lot of people have been messaging me. I stopped doing that show, but Podcast One has been re-releasing reruns of it. So
yeah,
regardless,
I just got an email, by the way. It was like an ad make good on classics. And I'm just like, we don't do that show anymore.
Exactly. So it's just for everybody asking about what did I say on classics? Why did I say that Norm MacDonald is alive? Things like that. It's because it's a rerun. I haven't done that show in like 2 months.
They found the episode where you say Norm MacDonald is alive and well.
I know. It's crazy. So anyway, that's what's happening with that. Spencer Smith writes, former bouncer, and I can verify, because remember how we said like, oh, bouncers, they'll sometimes ask, what sign are you? Or they'll have their tricks to find out if your ID is fake. He says, it's all about confidence. My two favorite questions was, what was your high school mascot?
Which, that's what he asked, like, to check your ID?
Yeah, and if they seemed confident, he would say, sign your name on this piece of paper. Kind of weird.
To match the signature that's on your ID.
Oh, that's diabolical.
So that was part of what people I've heard of who have done this before are always tell you is, like, you should use either your signature or a signature you know well.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, because you want I would learn it. Like, I thought if I were to have gotten a fake ID from Gary.
From who?
I would have memorized that thing front to back, because I'd be paranoid about it.
Yeah.
You don't strike me as a high school drinker.
I wasn't.
No.
I didn't have my first.
It doesn't shock me that he didn't have a fake ID ever.
Yeah. I didn't drink till I was 21. Yeah. I actually waited till the legal limit.
La-di-da.
Yeah, thank you.
We got a fucking medal for it. Great job.
No, it was just, you know, when you can do math when you're a kid, that's what I did.
Ah.
Sure.
Stephanie LeBlanc says, congratulations, Matt, on Sword and Scale Rewind.
Oh, thanks.
I listen to it every week, and it's really good. Also, great job on episode 197. Woof, woof.
Oh, yeah, that's the latest episode of Sword and Scale that I wrote.
Yeah. Sarah Jacobo, she posted from Belly Up.
Jaboba.
And she said, I had the pleasure of not barking, but Joey Lawrencing woofing at Dawson last night at the Ace Man
with
show.
With a C-, with an ice cold C-. Thank you,
yeah,
my dear.
I saw this happen to you. Woof, woof, woof. And you know the rules. If you JL woof at him, that you have to buy him some C-, which he did. Good chatting with you, Dawson, and nothing like getting to yell, I'm Spotify at Chris. Such a great night. Thanks, nice. Guys, for another awesome show. Thank you for going, Sarah. Great seeing you. Tim Blankenship Smith says, firing Blankman Smith 69 here. So, as I pictured Chris sitting on Awesome Dawson's lap getting a haircut with Unchained Melody playing in the background, I'm wondering which Boba Boy's lap would you rather sit on? So, this is a poll put out on our Facebook page.
This was a poll? Yeah. Whose lap do you want to sit on?
Yeah, a lap.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say that there's a lot of references to me smelling like cigarettes or reeking of cigarettes. Mm. And so I'm going to say I'm going to be a fucking last on this.
Well, no, last place was Kalen, as per usual. Kalen was last place. Next up is Gary. Gary was second to last.
Really?
I love that.
Yeah.
Huh. I love that for you too, Gary.
I was right there smack dab in the middle, third to last.
I don't like where this is going.
Second place with Dawson.
Oh, boy.
Everyone wants to sit on Matt's lap pole?
Yes. Matt was the number one choice of us. Gina actually won, but I did not include her in the bowl because I don't know how she got in there.
Come on.
Now, this is – I thought you guys flattered. Were cool. I'm flattered. I'm really much more of like a shake your hand kind of guy, you know?
But hey, to each his own.
You know, exactly.
How good are you at pounding it and how good are you at chugging it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's see.
How do you guys feel about eating pussy?
Like
you guys like it?
Kathy Lowry from KathyBuysYouLunch.com. She says, I'm working a trade show for all things vision related this week, and we have our new Ray-Ban Stories display, which are those glasses that Gary's trying to get from her.
Now, at this point, Chris is the one keeping it alive because he knows it's making me uncomfortable. How dare you?
They're really cool glasses. Very great. They make a great TikTok. So she says,
Kathy, hit me up if you need a voiceover.
Ooh. She says, I was using my smart glasses to show customers, and when we were testing out the audio portion, guess what she played?
What?
No! No! Please stop! Please, will you stop? I'm not pretty enough.
That was my guess.
Well, all that could have been in it, because she was playing them the water cooler.
Wow.
Yeah, she got a lot of looks at confusion. That makes sense.
I fucking bet.
Yeah, they're probably used to hearing music or something.
Yeah,
that's
kind of taking your life into your hands there. That's jeopardizing your
but
job.
She knows
what if it was the cheese ball
we all hold, you know?
Big meaty claws!
That drop
was
sad.
What was that?
So she says, But maybe we got some.
Oh, okay.
Spice it up in case anyone's watching on you know.
Maybe somebody cracked. Maybe
lens
somebody
right
in the ether cracked a claw.
Yeah, someone what? In the ether did.
Yep. So dude, Matt, what if you were that listener,
you know, right we have
found the claw's only weakness: sub-zero temperatures.
Buddy, this isn't Patreon.
So
cool it with the drops.
We actually are going to have a special outro on this episode.
Oh, so Matt, I know you said that a lot of our listeners are people.
Yeah,
a lot of our listeners are cell phones.
Correct.
Sure.
We also have a lot of glasses now.
Yeah,
which is lovely. So thank you, Catherine. Awesome. Thank you, Kathy Lowry. Chris Cottle, he posted a picture of a bike. They said they named it the Raccoonicorn, and he posted that. That's lovely.
He was also part of our water cooler Malo Money meetup. We did show and tell.
We saw all the bikes.
We got a sneak peek at the bikes.
He showed off the Raccoonicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's lovely.
Fucking Victoria brought a horse.
Yeah, somebody brought a horse.
Kind of cheating, but I love
sword.
It.
Yeah, sword, horse. It really
Dawson brought a
everything.
Highlighter.
I had a highlighter.
I brought Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people took it a little more seriously than others.
That's typical. Kalen showed his shoe, which is a standard. Let's see here. Jason Bellinger, or Bellinger. He says,
Bellinger. You're right the first time.
Bellinger. Okay. He says, woof, woof. I was finally accepted to the greatest group on Facebook. Hey, welcome, Jason.
You
that was
did
his
it.
First post. Thank you, Jason.
Was it everything you dreamt it would be?
I can imagine it was. Let's see here. Nathan Chang. Oh, he says he gave us a life hack because Matt talked about ice last time on this show. Which, by the way,
eating
on our
ice.
Patreon. Yeah, eating ice. Our Patreon show, he's going to do Gina's wedding. So it's going to – everyone make sure to check that out.
Your fiance had a lot of comments from me at the wedding about how I totally blew the ice segment and that I need to restructure it.
Yeah. Oh, she should have
I tried to explain to her that I was trying to discuss ice as food as opposed to ice as beverage advancement.
Yeah. It's a –
she people are really missing
advancement.
The
that was a great moment.
Ice
yes, exactly.
The dawn of ice was a great moment in beverage enhancement.
Yes.
Yeah, she was. Jen was very upset.
Yeah, I did a lot of things
car
to
ride
upset
home.
Her. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, you're just on a roll this week.
Yeah.
So Nathan says, a life hack that I've recently discovered is to mix crushed and cubed ice.
What?
The crushed ice melts quickly, so it cools your drink fast. But the cubed ice, it melts slowly, so it keeps your drinks cold longer.
That's good. I'm digging it.
I like it, but that's a lot of fucking work for ice. You
it's
know how many ice stations you have to
over.
Have?
Yeah, yeah. But I like the speed.
Although you don't really, because this refrigerator here will give you crushed ice and cubed ice.
That's probably what he's dealing with.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I'm not going to go to a restaurant. I'll take a... You know, my iced tea with two different kinds of ice, please.
Sir, we only offered cubed ice. Then crush it!
Stephanie Lynn Rinker.
Ice.
Speaking of ice, she says, hey, brothers.
Hey, brother.
I was very excited to have a Shay dedicated to ice.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Finally, someone who thinks the way I do.
Then it got weird and involved balls, shaving, and eating ice. But hey, it didn't involve any ice. So it's a win. Woof woof roof.
Oh, woof, woof.
And then Todd, our dice guy,
yeah,
here spawns. Oh, I got ice dice. And he put
ice
it up.
Dice. Yeah. Love it.
Let's see. William Lyon says, I eat the whole peanut shell and the whole shrimp, tail and all.
Good That's for you. Gross.
You and Chris.
You yeah, your dietary restrictions no bounds. So good for you, William. Oh, Doug Stevenson, he created a poll. This one was kind of interesting. He says, I've been married for over 22 years. I have two kids, 52 years old.
A lot of twos here.
This is a Gary Talks question. Is it appropriate to post pictures of Facebook of me with other women?
No.
I've been doing co-ed volleyball tournaments this summer.
Don't care. Sorry. See, this is what Patrick got. Look, here's what I would ask you. Why? Why? What are you getting out of that besides a fucking headache?
Mm.
Who do you want to see that you have a female friend? I'm good for you. You play volleyball. Like, high five. Like, why are we putting that on social media in the fucking first place? I'm a thousand
Wait, really?
Years. I'm 1,000 years old, but like, I think there's way too much of our lives on social media.
I agree.
There just is.
Hot take.
Totally agree.
The claw. That's why we call it the claw.
I was on the wrong fucking thing. There's an outro coming shortly here. Yeah. No, I just, in my opinion, why? But then again, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I know some guys who don't necessarily want to post to social media, but their girlfriends want them to, which is also a situation that, you know, is tough.
Yeah. It's, yeah, you're not really a big poster.
Me?
Yeah.
No. Twitter only.
I have a friend that like only posts his family and his kids and goes, I have the best family and the best wife, like every single post.
I have a lot of friends like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of get that. I could kind of read that.
You know, if you tell yourself something often enough, you start to believe it.
More importantly, it's not that you're telling yourself that. It's that you're telling the community that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I'm on the fence. And someone kind of commented this too, which I agree with.
Back at home, their fat and psychopathic wives will thrash them within inches of their lives.
Like I have a lot of friends that are female. So if I take a picture of them, I'll post it. But the thing is, it's only weird if you think it's weird. If there's an ounce of you that's like, is this weird to do?
It is.
Then it's weird. But if it's like, oh, it's just me and blah blah blah, then
the fact that the fact that you're asking the question is the problem.
Like, unless he did it not thinking it was weird, and his wife was like, that's weird. You should post it in the Boba Boy Army and see what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because that could have happened too.
No, I think that he's posting with a degree of anonymity that he can ask the internet without it being out there that he's asking the internet. I see that a lot in the For Crying Out Loud Facebook group as well.
Yeah, it's a safe space.
Yeah, it's like a community of people who all share a certain, set of values.
Yeah. But, no judgment here.
Matt talks. What do you think?
No, I'll judge him.
Yeah, well, there's some judgment
here.
I think we already solved it. If you have the little voice in your head, your little spidey sense, as Adam calls it, your spidey sense is tingling, then that's your inner heart telling you what's right or wrong.
As opposed to your outer heart.
That's right.
Or your inner fart.
Which is also called your balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? It's my outer heart.
Steps on inner fart for that.
Don't kick me in the outer heart.
And those are the comments.
Sweet. Clomp. Lance time.
Oh!
Every year.
Clomp.
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 That's why we call it
a clomp.
Oh,
a little poetic outro.
Well done.
Fantastic. If you like that kind of stuff, sign up for the Patreon show, patreon.com/watercooler.
That was a wonderful rendition.
You'll get all the
outros. Out Casey Peters.
Oh, he made
that. He emailed me on Friday, and he said, who should I email a drop to be played in the next show? Is it you or Chris? Chris said it's going to be him playing the drops by Tuesday, but I'm not so sure. And I said, Chris is in Chicago right now, and yesterday I thought he might die. And he has Gina's wedding on Sunday, so I'm going to guess me. He's like, okay, I'll send it.
I was close to death. All right, well, Casey, nice job, man.
Yeah, bravo, dude.
Yeah. what a weird show this is.
Yeah. We have fun.
Yeah, we do.
We have fun.
All right, well, and that will do it for today's Water Cooler. You guys want to get some plugs in and then GTFO?
Sure.
All right. I'll kick it off with Matt. Matt, what do you got?
Well, if it wasn't stated enough, you should consider going to patreon.com/watercooler. Check out the extra shows we do a week. Or if you want to have a really fun time, check out the latest movie night. It's a movie called Hush. It's on Netflix. Ugh. It'll always be on Netflix. But our commentary track will live on forever, I think.
Yeah. Longer than Netflix.
Also, I do another show called Sword and Scale Rewind. This weekend we covered episode 153, which happens to be an episode of Sword and Scale that I also wrote. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and very I love meta. Ian Bagg.
Ian Bagg's awesome.
Yes.
Those are my plugs.
All right. Mm. Awesome, man. For my plug, it'll just go to congratulations, Ian and Andy. We love you guys. Thanks so much for having you at having us at your wedding, and we wish you guys the best. And congratulations on the new family. Gina was so good to her stepson. It was really moving.
That was awesome.
Yeah, so she's gonna be a great mom. All right, Das, how about you?
I second all that stuff. And just a little life hack for all of us here, just because Matt has a post-it note in front of him does not mean go get another claw because you think you're going to be sitting through a Shea Fond du Lac.
Yeah,
it was more like a Shea go away.
Yeah, it was. this Thursday night at Maui's Sugar Mill in Tarzana, California, my band's playing.
Ooh.
And we got Angela Petrilli sitting in on lead guitar this time around.
She rips.
There are three bands that night. Music starts at 9. We're on at 10. Maui's Sugar Mill and Tarzana is a very, very kick-ass old-style place. It's been there for a long effing time. It's in this little fucking strip mall in Tarzana. Maui's Sugar Mill, Thursday night. And I know how many of you live in the valley. I know there's quite a number of you who listen to this show who live in the San Fernando Valley.
We're talking to you, Ray-Ban.
And I'm tired of you not showing up to my shows.
Yeah.
So get there Thursday night, Maui Sugar Mill. On this night, if you bark at me, I will buy you a beer.
Whoa!
I got garden up the fucking ass.
Mind blown.
That's years.
I told you this. I always keep an open tab at the bar.
Good to know.
Can I tell you what?
The shows usually cost me a lot of money.
Anyone who goes and barks at Dawson and gets video of it, I'll buy you 5 beers. If you tweet that to me.
I love it. Also, since we're doing shows, I'll be at Marina Wine in Long Beach Friday night, Saturday night, 7 to 10 p.m. Nice. All right. Gary, so about you?
I just will piggyback off Matt and Chris. Congratulations to the Harris family and patreon.com/watercooler.
All right. Love it. So there you go. That is Water Cooler. We'll be back later this week on our Patreon show. Thanks to everybody for listening and for being a part of the Facebook group, for sending us your mean tweets about how much you hated Hush to Matt. And we really appreciate you guys being a part of the show. It means so much to us. And we will see you later. We love you. Goodbye.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.